continuous improvement tools. Continuous improvement teams use a number of techniques and methods for continuously improving supply chain processes. Pattern identification pinpoints a pattern of variability within a process. Defect measurement identifies the number of defects that represent product or service failures. Root cause analysis identifies the root cause versus the symptoms of a problem with an unacceptable rate of defects. Benchmarking sets goals at specific levels by reference to an outside performance standard. A description of one of these methods, benchmarking, follows as an example. Benchmarking. Benchmarking is a way of setting goals at specific levels by reference to an outside performance standard, such as best practices or the performance of another department or enterprise. For example, a benchmark might be best-in-class cycle time for any enterprise in an industry or a competitor with the lowest cycle time on a particular process. Scoremark is a PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, tool offered through ISCM Corporate Development that is an example of benchmarking surveys that are available to members. This tool allows organizations to judge their own performance against that of other organizations using ScoreDS metrics. Another method is to benchmark against a checklist of world-class processes, rather than specific performance measures. There are several broad approaches to benchmarking: competitive, best-in-class, and process. Each approach has its merits. Competitive benchmarking. In competitive benchmarking, an enterprise compares its performance to that of a competitor in its own industry. For example, assume that manufacturing lead time is a key performance indicator for an enterprise. Benchmarking would begin with determining average lead time and variability over a number of production cycles. These numbers could be compared with the performance of a competitor, an enterprise with similar challenges in the same industry. Perhaps that competitor has a 25% shorter lead time and less variability, but is able to produce at the same level of quality. The process improvement team can use this competitor's lead time as the goal for improvement. It is quantifiable, measurable, and realistic, since the competitor is already achieving it. Therefore, it is an acceptable benchmark. There's an obvious payoff to competitive benchmarking as a method of setting a performance goal. Reaching the benchmark, or surpassing it, means the enterprise has improved its competitive position. Ford Motor Company used competitive benchmarking to make a breakthrough in improving their accounts payable process. Their first restructuring of accounts payable, without a benchmark goal, yielded a 20% reduction in personnel. For a second pass at improving the process, Ford benchmarked its performance against Mazda and was able to cut personnel from 500 to 75. Best-in-class benchmarking. With a best-in-class benchmarking strategy, a company looks to the best anywhere to develop a goal for improvement. Widening the search for a benchmark makes it possible to find even more dramatic and inspiring possibilities. Accounts payable doesn't differ radically from industry to industry. Ford might have been able to find an even more efficient model for the process by looking outside the car industry. Even in areas where at first the dissimilarities seem an overwhelming barrier, a best-in-class approach may still help develop the most inspiring goals. A major healthcare provider in Minnesota revamped the procedures in its endoscopy clinic by borrowing from Toyota's lean production system. While receiving some criticism for borrowing assembly line methods to improve delivery of a service, in fact, the provider not only enabled doctors to reduce the backlog of patients waiting for exams, but it allowed the doctors to have at least as much time with each patient. The improvements also saved substantial money. The decision to process patients with the same efficiency Toyota achieves in its manufacturing plants turned out to be good for the doctors, the patients, and the clinic. The healthcare provider benefited from getting outside its own industry, not only for a benchmark, but for innovative process improvement techniques. Process benchmarking. Another approach to improving a process is to benchmark it against a checklist of world-class process descriptions. Rather than focusing on measurable aspects of process performance, such as cycle time duration, a process checklist draws attention to the features of the process, to its qualitative aspects. The Oliver White Group of Business Excellence Consultants provides such a checklist for use in all industries. The process descriptions reflect the consultant's global experience, and they include considerations such as use of strategy to drive supply chain planning and execution, optimization of capacity, inventory, and other supply chain elements, use of monthly reviews for monitoring capability and flexibility, presence of data sharing processes, financial integration, and teams including suppliers and customers. In sum, Benchmarking your goals against the best in your industry or the best in class provides an effective way to choose realistic yet inspiring goals. It's only natural to have more faith in your ability to reach a goal if you know someone else has been there before. Not long after British athlete Roger Bannister reset the long-held benchmark for running a mile at slightly less than 4 minutes in 1954, other runners not only broke 4 minutes, but ran past Bannister's own mark. It's worth noting that Bannister himself did not use another runner's performance as his benchmark. He reached beyond any other current or historical mile runners for a pioneering goal. Sometimes, even the best-in-class mark may be too limited a goal for a company to follow. Someone or some enterprise has to be first. But even a pioneer like Bannister followed a strategy of continuous improvement to reach his goal. He got there through years of training, continuously shaving small amounts of time off his previous performances until he surpassed the speed that some believed was physiologically impossible. He reached his goal, quite literally, one step at a time.